2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, for a lot of people, your wedding day is the biggest day of your life. And when you get engaged to one of the world's richest men on a super yacht and then he sends you to space, you'd expect a fairly big day out, in fairness. So why are Amazon's Jeff Bezos and his new partner, Lauren Sanchez, giving their wedding a make-under? Well, journalist Tanya Sweeney has been following the developments with interest and she's on the line to chat to us about it now. Tanya, oh, I'm incredibly excited to get cracking into this one. We've been fed into this in the office and you have fed into it for work, Tanya, which is phenomenal.
When I say bet into it, I mean, I'm rolling my eyes so much. My eyelids now have six packs. I am absolutely, oh, I'm so over this. I just want them done, divorced. I want the drama of the breakup. I'm there.
Sounds very wholesome coming up to their wedding day, doesn't it?
So cynical.
Tanya, I mean, we're only a couple of weeks away from the wedding day, so you don't have long to wait. But why at this point do you reckon the things have been scaled down?
You know, well, you know what? It's so funny because at one point there was a rumor that this wedding was going to cost $600 million. I mean, which is an absolute eye-watering sum. Now, Jeff Bezos did turn around and say, no, no hope of that, you know.
Okay.
But they've dialed it down, dialing down the bling to 10 million. Modest.
Very respectful of her.
Isn't it so respectful? My God. Now, let me tell you, they are still dialing up the, you know, the drama and the pantomime and the show. And it is going to be, like I say, June 24th to 26th is going to just be ambrosia for the eyes, if that's what you're into. But
yeah,
your soul will die looking at half of this stuff as well. Details are staggering, frankly.
Yeah, so one of the details that we do have is that they seem to have hired out the entire city of Venice as the venue.
I know. And you know, I mean, look, Venice is a very fragile city, very delicate. Half of it's fallen into the water, really. And, you know, I mean, Venice have made no secret of the fact that they hate over tourism.
Yeah.
That, you know, even on a good day with no kind of Jeff Bezos input, Venice is struggling to deal with tourism, you know. So, I mean, the fact that they're taking over pretty much the entire city, they've taken over every water taxi in the city. They've taken over the best kind of three or four hotels. They're going to dock the $500 million yacht, which is the size of a football pitch. Thank you very much. I'm not a football fan, but I know that's big. But they're anchoring that in the Venetian Lagoon because they can't put it into, you know, the other spot where there's going to be other. I mean, look, the whole thing is just going to be vile, you know. I mean, this yacht also, by the way, costs $34 million a year just to run. I mean, when you start looking at these figures, they are kind of disgusting to me. You know?
I'm like obsessed with Below Deck. I watch every single franchise. And my concern is, like, I need them to do an episode on here because I really need to know how they reverse this in. Like, I'm so into the... I'm like, how many shackles do we need in the water to keep this anchor down? Like, what's going on?
Listen,
that's just the...
We're getting technical there.
We are, honestly. I'm queer, right. It has been scaled down to the point that there is 200 guests at the wedding. 200 guests is a good Irish wedding, all right? You know, it's not really a whole lot. But, like, who are the kind of, you know, the big wigs at it? The people, the names that we'll know.
It's not going to be like an Irish wedding where, you know, you're a lollipop lady from school and the teacher and your dad's best friend. It's not going to be that kind of wedding, let me tell you. So far what we know, right, is now you think of the guests who've been showing up to the hen party and all the other. So it's looking like Katy Perry, Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner, Eva Longoria. Now, Leonardo DiCaprio, Bill Gates were at the engagement party. And then, of course, Oprah and Gayle King are close to Lauren Sanchez, you know, because of this whole trip to space. We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
And then there's chat about, obviously, the Trumps kind of showing up at some point. There's talk that Elton John and Lady Gaga are going to perform.
Oh, wow.
And then, of course, like Dionne von Furstenberg and Barry Diller are very good friends of Jeff Bezos. And I think they're actually giving him their Venetian apartment for part of this party, you know.
Of course, because that's what he needs.
Alone. Free gaff, like, you know, exactly. Good God. But so listen, it's going to be incredible. I mean, the press are going to be, when I say salivating, It's going to be manna from heaven for that weekend for the celebrity entertainment industrial complex. Let me tell you, the coverage is going to be beyond breathless. I'll tell you that.
Tanya, the Ali and Sean's wedding that happened a couple of weeks ago in Ireland, the big American wedding that we all lost our minds about. Like, I mean, yeah. I think I talked about that for 2 weeks. I'm so afraid of how long I'm going to be talking about this for. Let's go back to the hen party for a second, because Tanya, you've been all about it since then. Like, what was the deal there? Because I mean, we loved the fact that Kris Jenner was at it. I was like, this is insane.
I mean, it was basically a glorified photo op / celebration. It was industrial scale. You know, they landed into Paris and took over, you know, some fantastic restaurants and hotels with capital A, capital S, absolute scenes, as I called it. Okay. You know, I mean, they thought it was all low key. You know, Kim Kardashian arrived, you know, right after giving evidence at the trial of the 10 people she accused in connection with that 2016 robbery. She was wearing a necklace worth millions. I mean, somebody make it make sense, like, you know. But it was a four day celebration, and then it was all over Instagram afterwards with loads of things like, you know, to my girls, thank you for lifting me up and reminding me how much I need this moment. I mean, Lauren Sanchez is a journalist, she does a phenomenal line in the old feminist patter, shall we say, as we know, obviously, from when she headed up to space for about 8 minutes and came back down and thought she'd broken the glass ceiling somehow, you know. So anyway,
hashtag AS, absolute scenes. That's where you're at now on this one, Tanya. Look, there was a source that was chatting to the Daily Mail that it is going to be a very sweet and understated event. We have, you know, talked about that they're going to be spending 10 million on it. Jeff Bezos, like, he's mega, mega rich, but he's not normally that flashy.
But, you know, this is what really kills me about Jeff Bezos is, you know, Jeff Bezos, out of all of the kind of billionaires and the broligarchs and all the rest of it, he was known for being the guy who drove around in his Honda Accord for years. This perfectly serviceable, very modest car, even when he was, you know, in the top 10 richest men in the world. And his logic was, it's a perfectly good car. It's still running. Why would I change it up? So I always had this sort of soft spot for Jeff Bezos. He started Amazon famously from like the garage in his house, you know. And he and his first wife were always massive philanthropists, and she still is, you know. But there's been a shift, you know, and he's had a glow up. He's definitely looking kind of ripped, and you know, there's been a lot more kind of yacht action in his life, you know. And Lauren, obviously, to the manor born, you know, she looks fantastic coming in and out of all of these fantastic places, you know. I mean, is she the, you know, the reason that he's now looking more like your commoner garden billionaire, probably?
Yeah. Or maybe he just got to the point where he was like, she can't take it with you. Well, we may as well actually start spending this. Exactly. Look, we're talking about the super yacht a lot here, but like, there's no point in having one if you're not going to use it. Is it going to have any part to play in this wedding?
It's going to be a huge, I think they're actually going to be having, from what I can gather now from everyone else's reporting, I think they're having maybe the ceremony on this yacht. And like I say, it's going to be in the Venetian Lagoon. They're also talking about going to the, now this is where my lack of Italian is going to mortify me, the Fondazione Chiri in San Giorgio Maggiore.
Sounds legit to me.
Someone Italian is probably coming out in hives right now, you know. But but it hosted the G7 summit, you know. Let's not look into the subtext there of that. But, you know, I mean, it's going to be multi-venue, multi-day, multi-kind of outfit, you know. It's just going to be absolutely mental.
We touched on the trip to space with Katy Perry that Lauren Sanchez was on. But, like, do we think that because of that, this is a big factor to play in the scaling back of the big day?
Look, I mean, that was a huge PR disaster. That was, incidentally, where my eye-rolling fitness regime really kicked in, you know, and went,
me both.
And went full scale. But I mean, it was horrendous because, you know, it was so profligate in a moment where, you know, the world is in bits, you know. I mean, there are so many people, and these people are more than aware of what's going on in various parts of the world, you know, and the difficulties that people are facing. And it just seemed that this was their sort of big preoccupation, you know, to head into space and waft around with daisies and all the rest of it. And listen, the blowback was really intense when they got back down to Earth. Talk about landing to Earth with a bump.
Yeah. I mean,
everybody was just like the state of us, basically, you know. And, you know, there was all sorts of chat about, you know, girl power, feminism. They were wearing very, very flattering space suits. And like I say, they got to the very bottom of space, the top of the Earth's whatever orbit, came back down, kissed the Earth. I mean, tone deaf doesn't even really begin to cover it.
Yeah. But like, and I think, like, I'm personally, I'm looking at it and I'm like, the backlash they got, it wasn't the reaction that they thought they were going to get, bizarrely. I don't know what they thought they were going to get. So exactly. I wonder what, if that space flight hadn't happened, I wonder what the scale of the wedding would look like now, because they've clearly pulled it back a good bit.
That's a really good point, you know. And I mean, was it ever going to be 600 million? What does a $600 million wedding look like?
I mean, would like to know, if you already have a super yacht in it and the location of the G7 summit and the entirety of Venice booked out and you're still getting a loan of an apartment from somebody else, where, oh, maybe that's where the 600 million went. He has to get a loan of his friends.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, the canapes are going to be life-stopping, let's face it. But yeah, so it's to me the whole thing. I mean, when they say they're dialing it down to 10 million, I mean, that's the most laughable thing I've ever heard, yeah. You know? They were never, ever going to just run away to Vegas and do the little Chapel of Love. I don't think that's their speed at all, you know?
No.
But, or certainly not Jeff Bezos' speed anymore. There's definitely, you know, I think Lauren feels she's doing this the once. She wants to go all out. And like you say, if the money's sitting in the bank, why not have the absolute fairy tale wedding of your dreams?
Yeah.
Flash my nightmares.
Yeah. Producer Kate's after reminding me there, that huge wedding that happened in July last year of Anat Abani and Radhika Merchant. That cost $600 million. Now, I will say,
divine.
I will say, as a non-insider source, I did watch this episode through the Kardashians and it looked like it was worth $600 million. There was flowers everywhere. That alone, it cost that much.
I mean, are they in love? Let's just peel it back here. I mean, if somebody gave me an invite to a 600, I mean, I go out of curiosity, of the journalist in me would be right, but I would be sitting there, like, you know, trying not to puke for pretty much the entire day.
I'd be sitting there doing Rock the Boat. I'd be like, come on, let's have a great time. Tanya,
Rock the super yacht.
Rock the super yacht. And actually, in saying that, Jeff and Lauren, L Fox, RTE, Donnybrook, Dublin 4, that'll get the invite to me if you would like to get it over the line, no problem at all. Tanya, I'll report back to you then as well. It can be a whole big thing. Tanya, sweetie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Chat to you later. Bye.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.